everybody. In compliance, today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. It is 7 p.m. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was published in the Hunter and Review, posted on the Township Bulletin Board, and as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Next up, I would like to ask everybody to stand for the flag salute, and then I'd like a moment of silence, in particular for our lost servicemen and our service people that are in harm's way tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Abakowski, Ms. Kohler.
Here.
Mr. McKee.
Here.
Mr. Webb.
Here.
Mr. Bogus.
Here.
Okay, presentation of the minutes. So I'm going to do the meeting minutes from February 11th, 2026, regular session meeting minutes. Did anybody see anything out of the ordinary on any of them? I didn't catch anything on that one.
Yeah,
I think you caught the one that was
on the
date was
session.
Wrong on the executive one. So on so that one's good. February 11th, 2026, executive session meeting minutes. Just on the top, Carolyn, the clerk, the date was said February 26th instead of 11th. Thank you, Committee Kohler.
Thank you. Old Eagle Eye.
Then the budget workshop meeting minutes from February 12th, 2026, and the budget workshop meeting minutes from February 26th, 2026. Do we have to motion to accept?
Motion to adopt.
Motion to accept.
Yes.
Okay, motion to accept all those that the, we'll do them all as a bulk, from the February 11th regular and executive and the February 12th budget workshop and the February 26th budget workshop. Can I get a motion to accept?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wogan?
Yes. Okay. Now we're going to go to public comments. Limited to agenda items only. You'll notice that we've increased the speaker time to 4 minutes per speaker. Anybody? Not on this one. Okay. Can I get a...
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Limited to agenda items only.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Anybody? All right. Can I get a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. All right. Next item on the agenda is an ordinance for public hearing and adoption. Each of these ordinances is going to have a public comment before adopting. So first one will be ordinance number 03-2026. Ordinance repealing and replacing Chapter 400, Article 3 of the Revised General Ordinances entitled General Provisions and Chapter 400, Article 8, entitled Affordable Housing Production to address the requirements of the Fair Housing Act and the Uniform Housing Affordability Controls regarding compliance with the Township's affordable housing obligations. Makes me sick to even read this. I'd like to open it to public comment.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing on resolution 04-2026.
Thank you.
Second.
03-2026.
I'm looking at the planning board resolution that backs up 03. Or yes, yes.
It's okay.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes.
And before the public talks, I just want to let you know that we did take this to the planning board on Tuesday. And that's what this 04 resolution is. They said it's consistent with the master plan.
Yeah.
Just so you have the comments.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody? Nobody? Okay. Can I get a motion to close public comment on this? And then we want to adopt it, right?
Yes.
I want to close. So
make a motion to close public comment, public hearing.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Woger?
Yes. Okay, can I get a motion to adopt ordinance number 03-2026?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance number 03-2026, repealing and replacing Chapter 400, Article 3 of Affordable Housing Ordinance.
Can I get a second? I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Aye, yes.
Mr. McKee?
From the planning board meeting to this.
Mr. Webb?
Abstain.
Mr. Woger?
Yes. Right. So that's adopted. All right. Now we're going to go to public hearing on ordinance number 04-2026, ordinance repealing and replacing Article 1, entitled Development Fee of the Township of Lebanon Code. Can I get a motion to open public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open this to a public hearing, public debate.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Woger?
Yes.
And before the public comments, this is resolution 05-2026. That was adopted at the planning board meeting to say it was consistent with the master plan.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anybody? It's like we have to have a hearing, but we have to accept it, so sorry.
Devil's in the details.
Can I get a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close the public
hearing.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Woger?
Yes. Can I get a motion to adopt ordinance number 04-2026?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance number 04-2026.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Abstain.
Mr. Woger?
Yes. All right. Now we're going to go to some resolutions. We're going to do resolution number 50-2026, authorizing contribution of $500 to the Hunterdon Land Trust. Can I get a motion to accept, to adopt resolution number 50-2026?
I'll make that motion to adopt resolution number 50-2026.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Woger?
Yes. Before we go any further, can you put a little air conditioning in here? It's hotter than anybody else.
Ben Georgia Asphalt.
Yeah. I was going to use a curse word, but I shouldn't. He yells at me. Thank you, Carolyn. Next is ordinance 51-2026, authorizing contribution of $500 to the Musconetcon Watershed Association from the Clean Communities Grant Fund. Can I get a motion
That's
to...
That's a resolution, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry. Can I get a motion to adopt resolution number 51-2026?
I'll make that motion, but there's a date that needs to be corrected at the bottom of it.
Okay.
It's like the year 20,256.
Remember, moving into the future.
Second.
A second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Logan?
Yes. All right. Resolution number 52-2026, authorizing and approving shared services agreement between the Township of Lebanon and Lebanon Township School District for various services. Going to get a motion to...
I wanted to comment on that. This doesn't seem to be the one that came out in your last email. The other one is longer. It's got all the terms and conditions in it. I just noticed it as I was reading through it tonight.
That's just the resolution.
It's not the agreement.
That's not the whole agreement.
Yeah, that's
just... Okay, so you're just going to adopt the resolution, but the agreement's not. I'd like to just get a copy of the agreement so I can see what's changed.
That we worked on... Mark reviewed it, and it had all the additional language in it. I just put the resolution for the, because the schools already agreed to it.
Yeah.
We kind of did a backwards because they had reviewed it, so they were good with everything with the changes that we made. So I have the agreement. That's just the resolution.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. It's up to you. If you want to...
I mean, I'd like to get a copy. I just want to make sure that what I got on... that the school signed. I see it's in the email, but this is, the thing is that this does have the one set of terms and conditions, but doesn't talk about the payment schedules or any, usually it's attached, everything is attached. So.
Do you want to table it, we can table it, and I can get you that.
Why don't we table it? That'd be better.
You want to have an opportunity to look through it?
Yeah, I looked through what's in the email, but I just want to make sure that that's...
All right, let's table that one.
It's not this.
All right. So we're going to table resolution 52-2026.
Till the next meeting.
To the next meeting, which is April 11th? 8th, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, on to the next one.
Motion.
Can I get a motion to table that resolution?
I'll make that motion to table resolution number 52-2026 to April 8th.
I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. All right. Resolution number 53-2026, authorizing refund of road opening permit escrows to Lambert's Cable Splicing Company. Can I get a motion to adopt?
I'll make that motion.
Excuse me.
I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. All right. Resolution 54-2026, authorizing refund of Board of Adjustment escrow for 514 Route 513, Block 41, Lot 4. Can I get a motion to adopt 54-2026.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 54-2026.
I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. Next one is resolution number 55-2026, authorizing the redemption of a tax sale certificate number 24-002 for 509 West Hill Road, Block 33, Lot 3. Can I get a motion to adopt?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. All right. So, get to the fun part now. Resolution number 56-2026, resolution to introduce the 2026 municipal budget. We will have a public hearing on 4-8-2026. I just wanted to read a quick statement on that. Tonight we are introducing our municipal budget for 2026. This has been our second year with a new process for our budget creation and review. We have made it more transparent and open to the public. Hopefully you guys will agree with that. With a lot more explanation for where the public funds come from and where they go. We made our decisions in public, and we hope our residents have confidence in our process and have learned a little more about municipal budgets during our deliberations. We will have a PowerPoint and a detailed review of the full budget at our public hearing scheduled for our April meeting. Tonight, I want to give you just a little bit of data about our budget. Last year, our tax levy increase was about 2.4 cents and this year we are estimating 2.2 cents. We increased our contribution to capital by over 15%, and our full budget has experienced growth of almost 5%. I'd like to thank you, all of our department heads, who, knowing how tight our budget has been and continues to be, each sought cost-saving measures to reduce the burden on our taxpayers. As we are introducing our budget tonight, please be aware that the budget work has not been completed. We are changing from looking at our budget as a single-year document to a more long-term strategic plan. We continue to work on our budget in the off-season and still seek ways to study, evaluate, and modify our municipal functions to provide the most efficient and effective local government. We take our fiduciary responsibility seriously and accept the catchphrase, "Do more with less," as a challenge to provide you all with the best service for the best price, putting value back into local government budgeting. We will continue to make the hard decisions and look forward to your input at the budget hearing in April. If you have any specific questions once you review the introduced budget, please email our CFO in advance so she can have the answers for you at the hearing. Thank you also to my fellow committee members, and I remind you all to keep your pencils sharp. Thank you. All right, let's go to, I don't see any unfinished business.
Motion.
Okay. Can I get a motion to adopt the resolution number 56, 2026, introducing the municipal budget?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Ms. Coley?
Yes.
Ms. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes. All right. We don't seem to have any unfinished business, and we'll go on to new business. Does anybody have anything that's unfinished?
Not that, no.
Committee? Okay. All right, new business. I'm going to have the clerk address a few of these. So, Clerk Carolyn, will you please talk about the book drop recycling program and the Trex plastic recycling program update?
With regards to the Trex program, we started that last year in April with a goal to collect 1,000 pounds in 1 year to get a bench. So we collected about 600 pounds, and in December, Trex changed the program. And with that change going into effect in January, they've made it so that it's a lottery system of sorts, where every quarter, for every 250 pounds you collect a quarter, you get an entry into a drawing, and you could be picked out of thousands. Or they give you a selection of prizes, still a bench, but some other things. We tried, and I don't think that our efforts went very far, and I'd like to just discontinue the program, because what's happened is we're not collecting enough. And I don't think that even with a push, we end up with a collection of bags, and then unfortunately, I'm not able to take them, because the store only takes so many bags at a time, and DPW has to take them. It's become kind of a process, and we're just not collecting enough. We could certainly revisit it in the future, but we know with the change in the program, we're not guaranteed anything for our collection. And I'm all about recycling, but I'm just not seeing the benefit of the program. So I just like to continue. So the good news is Highbridge is collecting, and I believe the library collects as well, so we have some alternate spots where we have some regulars that do collect for us, and we're kind of just, you know, directing them in those areas.
Okay.
So we tried. But with that said, I was looking at some other options, and another program which has come up, there's no cost, is a book drop. And with a book drop, because books are heavy, we do get a tonnage for that, which is a great thing because that helps us with our tonnage grant and potentially getting a little more grant funding. There's a program called actually Book Drop. There's a number of different book drop programs. This one would put a bin similar to the clothing drop bin that's out next to the fire department, specifically for books. The way that the program is done is they donate some to schools, to charities, to group homes, to a bunch of different, you know, nonprofit organizations. So there is a part that gets donated. But there's also a part where they do resell, so there is a profit for them. The township wouldn't make any money, but we do get the tonnage that's collected for our tonnage grant.
Towards our recycling tonnage?
Yep, correct, towards our recycling tonnage. So the committee would be accepting, I would like to move forward with the program and just place the bin right next to our clothing bin.
Do they supply the bin?
They supply the bin. They'll come and do like a regular check, or if we know that the bin's full, we can call and they'll schedule a pickup. So, and again, same thing, if it's really more on them because they're doing the legwork of coming to pick it up. So if it's not successful, they may reach out to us and say, we're not going to do this anymore. But they've got bins all over and they have a successful program. So again, it helps boost our recycling tonnage number. So
I'm for that. Anybody on the committee have any objections or comments, questions? Deb?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Do we need just a consensus for that, or?
We take a motion.
Can I get a motion to allow Carolyn to do the book drop? I'll make the motion. Can I get a second?
All right, I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes. Oh, good. Good. I like that. Got a bunch of books at home now. I can get out of there. Right. So, spring cleanup event will be Saturday, April 11th, 2026. Just for everybody's knowledge. Now I'm going to have Carolyn also discuss the next item, which is municipal budget building LED lighting upgrade.
JCP&L has a rebate upgrade LED program in place for municipal government, I can think businesses as well, that the town has actually already taken advantage of. Our GPW was switched from their existing lighting to LED upgrades. There was a small cost involved, less than $2,000 when that was done. And these are, again, energy savings, cost savings for the electric bill, also a security issue, too, because these lights are much brighter. You'll see here we've got our upgrades.
So I've heard.
Yeah. So the program extended the offer to put all the exterior lights at this building and at the firehouse and in the park, and they did that last week, and there was no cost to the township to do that. And you probably saw some of the lights. They are much brighter. It's a big difference from where we were. Warren, our DPW supervisor, helped work with the company to get a quote to redo all the lighting within the building, so upstairs and as well as downstairs in the police department. With the rebates from JCP&L, the cost is $6,150 to upgrade the entire building. I think well worthwhile. For here, I think we've got older lighting, but also hopefully to help as we're going down the road, savings on electric. It is something that lasts more than 5 years, and we do have money in our capital budget from, I think, last year and possibly the year before for building improvements. So we would pull the funds from capital. I've already spoken with Lorraine. So, and again, all the lighting was done outside at no cost to the town.
We're going to do these fluorescent fixtures as well.
Yeah. Okay. And there's all kinds of features on the new ones. They have to work with us, but there's settings where if it's bright outside, that they'll auto-dim themselves. If you leave the room, then they have all kinds of neat things where these are just on. You know, there's no settings. Mm-hmm. And I know Warren's been working with them to adjust within his building as well. And like I said, they did it at the firehouse. They did Station Tree as well, too. So I think it's a worthwhile in, program to invest in. I just want to see if the committee was open to doing that upgrade for internally for our building and police department.
Yeah, the only thing, I had a chance meeting at ShopRite last night. Somebody ran into me and I didn't even realize that the park had been done, and they said that the venue it's just not right for. I'm going to go up there after the meeting. I'm going to flip the switch and see.
Oh, it's bright.
You know, and and they had just replaced it apparently out of the 501c3 not too long ago. They had new bulbs put in.
We have an email from the committee chair on that one.
They are adjustable. I know that there's this, like, oh, my gosh, this is the worst thing ever, but all the lights are adjustable. They were just done last week. So there are options to tone them down, to take the brightness down. We just haven't gotten that.
Okay, so even more so than that, because somebody already was manipulating them somewhat to try to get them down, and it still wasn't.
Well, they shouldn't be.
They're programmable. You have to do it through JCP&L.
There's a switch. There's a controller. Warren explained this whole thing to me. Mm-hmm. Again, they've been working with them because they may be just too bright. Mm-hmm. So they have to come in and they have to program the way that they are. So there are options to do that. I mean, just, there's so many hours in the day.
I know. I just, the thing I...
I haven't seen them. I know it's a concern.
Yeah, I would hope just in the future that when you have a park committee or you have any advisory committee, that something as big as that would be communicated to them before it happens, just to give them a heads up. Because I know people now that they're saying they won't hold the event they were going to hold there, that they had reserved for. It's just the communication. That's it. But I'm just going to go look at them.
Yeah, I haven't been up there, so I'm not here. Tonight I'm here, so I was going to go up there and look, but I haven't been here at night to see.
They are quite bright. If you look at the ones out in front of the building, they just imagine that times 15 or 20. So.
I heard Joanne Letter sent us an email about it, so who's our park chairperson?
Who's the liaison at the parks? Oh.
I didn't hear about it till it happened, so it's okay. Things happen. We'll get it figured out.
All right. We are going to accept a resignation of Matthew Eisen with regret from the Recreation Committee. Anybody?
Yeah, I think he's moving, right?
No. He has a new child, and he said it's just overwhelming right now, so.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept with regrets Matthew's resignation.
I'll second.
Ms. Fuller?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes. And then subsequent to that, I would like to appoint Chris Doyle to the Recreation Commission, filling an unexpired term ending 12/31/2030, and I'm going to appoint him to that position.
Yeah, he volunteered with the fire department and everything. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He lives on my road. Joe Mauricio's old house he bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to live on Elk, and then they moved over there. Okay, so we're going to also table the resolution request from Revolution New Jersey for now. Do I need to do a motion on that?
Sure.
Can I get a motion to table the Revolution New Jersey request?
I'll make that motion.
Can I get a second? I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr.
Lowe? Yes. Okay. Then we're going to talk. We need to talk about apportioning and allocating open space for the Open Space Trust Fund for 2026.
You want to talk about that a little bit, Tom?
Sure. You want to start with that?
I looked into this a little bit, and it appears that, and Sharon is here and can speak to this also, that the needs of the Environment and Open Space Commission with respect to maintenance of township properties is adequately covered in this. And these other numbers are really, as far as I know, essentially just estimates.
Yeah. Okay.
And are not currently earmarked for specific things, but are an estimate of relative likely expenditures if we were to make such. The only question I had, and this is really for council, I guess, is this is approved. This could just be changed by subsequent resolution.
Well, that's why you do it annually, correct?
No, but I mean, suppose 4 months from now.
Oh, if there's an emergency, yeah, right. Yep, there's an allocation. Yep. It requires a statute to remember that you at least annually you do have a hearing for the allocation. And I would, to the extent that something were to happen where you wanted to reallocate because it's resolution, I think that would be appropriate to reallocate.
Okay.
Anything.
So
we're coming up to the annual anyway.
I think that the
are we looking to do this tonight?
It needs to be an agenda item.
No,
when you ask.
This was for discussion.
It's for discussion.
Okay.
I'm not aware of any reason why I would change any of these numbers from what they were last year.
Okay. But we got to add some in for the pavilion to change the lights back to nicer lights.
Yeah, and I would like to adjust the number 6, which is historic preservations of historic property, structures, facilities, sites. That funding is going to help to put the new roof and do the reconstruction of the belfry on the museum. And last year when we looked at that number, I don't believe that the belfry was considered in that, as well as the painting of any new wood that's going to be replaced on the belfry. So I would adjust that number up from $120,000 to $160,000. We did have some preliminary estimates, and that was prior to the belfry and not including the architectural fee or administrative costs, and they were north of $80,000 at the time. And I think with the additional work, that it's not that it will be taken out of the trust, it stays in the trust until a voucher comes for it. So I would just rather be safe that there's enough money in there, because we have the architect right now working on that project, and he should be done with the plans relatively soon. And at that point, then we would go out for a formal bid process, because that's why we had the architect take the job, so that everyone bids on the same thing. So I would like to adjust that from 120 to 180. So I'm just going to mark mine for discussion, and I don't really have a preference, other than I know that the open space and trail maintenance is something that we're going to have to talk about. And I think, Rich, you were working with that. With DPW, I see on your list, and I did see a forestry machine in your discussion. And so that would have to be targeted a little bit, and how it would react with DPW, that's something we'd have to look at. So I don't have any real numbers for that, though.
So number six is 180, not 160. You want 180. Okay.
Is that what I said?
Well, first 160. Well,
he's got 180. I'm 180. Sorry. 60,000 on top of that. Yeah.
Increased it.
And the forestry machine you're talking about, is that a specialized piece of equipment, or is it just
is
like
a specialized piece of equipment? Yes, and they're considering.
Is Sharon going to drive that thing?
No, they come at a considerable cost to rent. So, and then I'm not sure how we work with the DPW, and we work out of the apportioning of the open space trust fund. But I believe that for open space maintenance, if our DPW does it, then that could be funded, but
the question would be: is would it only be used for open space, or would you use it for other non-open space lands? And then I think you would have to estimate the apportionment right percentage wise.
Well, he's not talking about the equipment; he's talking about just personnel using our existing equipment. If they're using that to do the work,
you can charge the.
It's like a chargeback.
Yes, you can.
So we can use like a field mower, mow the trail, and then charge it back?
No, you're talking equipment. Rich is talking labor.
Well, someone's going to be driving.
Well, I know, but is it the equipment that you're dealing with, labor, or both?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So
let's say you wanted to buy a machine. Let's start with that easy one, right? And that machine was going to be used to maintain the open space, but also used for non-open space, right? So a portion of that, depending on what percentage you think you were going to use, you could charge against the open space tax. Same thing with labor. I know, like, some towns, when they had a lot of open space, they would have their public works folks do it on a Saturday, right, because they have the regular duties, depending on what it was. And then they would use the open space because they're maintaining open space. So you have to be able to clearly define the time that they're doing it. And then if it's during the workday, right, you know what that percentage is, and then you can do a chargeback.
So the machine you're talking about is something you would contract out, right? That's not something we would want to own. The machine you were talking about.
Yes, would be.
Something you would contract out. It's not something that we would have
need. It would be contracted
we
out
would
to
need
a company.
To own that.
Yeah.
Is it a specialized piece of equipment? Is it a specialized piece of equipment?
Yeah, it is a specialized piece of equipment. There's one in town that I know of. One of our tree companies has one in town, but you'd have to look to hire that company.
And are we subject to prevailing wage, the whole nine yards with that as well?
Maintenance of open space, do not believe it constitutes public works. It's like grass cutting. Grass cutting is not public works.
So is that a yes?
Snow removal is not public works.
Okay. That wouldn't apply to the museum, though.
That would not apply to the museum. That's
just check it.
Good try.
So I don't, I mean, what what is it that you're doing maintaining? I mean, when you just what does it do?
Some of the trails
are just cutting the trails.
So overgrown.
Right.
That to go in there with weed whacker and loppers, it's like, you know, you'll be there forever.
Right.
And so we have had a little bit of correspondence with the DEP Green Acres on our trails, so I think it's something that we need to look to
and
do.
The trails aren't, they're, what are they, dirt trails? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Some stones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I'm saying, right. But it's not blacktop.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically cutting paths.
I figured you get one of those forestry mulchers that would clear it, and then it can be done easy with, over the course of a couple of years, just maintaining it, Some of it's way overgrown.
It'd be nice that people could actually use
and I just
trails.
Don't see how they're going to do it. So I thought that this would be the opportunity to put a budget number in there.
Yep.
But we're not there yet.
Yep.
I don't believe we are. So,
but the short answer is yes, you'd be able to charge against the open space.
Okay. So I need to find out some numbers on that. Okay.
Are these numbers supposed to add up to
the total?
139. I'm going through it a million times and I'm coming up over, even without your 180 increase.
But you, I don't know. That's last year's balance. I don't know what
the
balance is.
Once the budget it's
saying that as of 3/6/2026, there's 1,394,247, but this is coming up to like 1.5 something million.
The resolution, it says from last year, is 1,535.
Right here.
That's what was last year.
Bottom.
Okay. So
you may have been reduced because you've used it. So I don't know what the budget.
So
I don't know what the numbers now.
I don't know what this is up here on the top.
What's
that was my note. That's what's currently in
the highlighted.
Correct.
On the top.
Well, that's okay. So now
this is last year's resolution.
Right. This is showing 2025. This is as of 2026.
Right.
Well, if this is as of 2026, then this is what we're budgeting. Not that we've spent it, but if this is what we're budgeting, it should match what we have for 2026, and this is over that amount. So what?
Even when he added the 180,
I kept taking out. I didn't even add it. Get to 180. I'll just read them out to you. I'll see what I have here. 782,598 plus 355,670.
Not to reallocate.
Huh?
Plus. Your balance is different, so you're gonna have to reallocate.
Well, yes. But this seems like it's more.
Oh,
than
it will be because
have.
Because you're tied. What last year you tied into 1.5 million.
And this year now.
Well, right now, as of March 6th, the balance is 1.4.
So, are we going to get more money coming in from taxes throughout the year to make up?
Well,
the
almost
1.6 that this is adding up to. Not that we've spent it. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I mean, I think you can. You'd have to look at how much you collect. I don't know what you collect on an annual basis.
So what I'm talking about, I'm jumping around here for a minute. The maintenance of trails. So I'm trying to figure, where does this fit in here?
Maintenance.
Number.
It's maintenance
number
of lands acquired for recreation conservation purposes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now there's a lot of $150,000 last year. But that's where a forestry mulcher would be put in there, a budget number of some amount.
Right.
For that.
For maintenance.
Okay. So that number's
going to be. Same thing if you had, you know, all just open fields for recreation and you're cutting.
14.
Maintain that through DPW right now.
So either way,
Memorial Park.
Over.
Yeah.
And what we want to do.
Right. I think you probably know what your open space tax is every year.
Yes.
You have a percent, you know what the collect is in percentage. So, you know, you can certainly, with that, anticipate. Now, this had a balance as of, you know, when we passed it last year, that was the balance, and then you allocated based upon that balance. My guess is if you do it in May again, this balance is going to be, well, either more or less. I don't know, depending if, if you spend it, I don't know if you're going to spend any in the interim, right? So
this number here, Jay, $150,000, you're using funding for the Memorial Park, right?
Right.
So,
well, Carolyn, did we?
So the 150, we spent 150,000 last year on
right.
the park from this. So that's part of why the balance went down. And I do need, or the town needs, in order to finish the guide rail project, we need 75,000 of township funds. I'm sure.
For the guardrails in the parking lot.
Right. So you're going to leave that number where it's at? because this is where the forestry mulcher would go. And if we're working with DPW or however we're working that out yet, I don't know. There's going to be additional money plus what you're looking for the...
So we have a five-year plan from the Park Committee, right. And so we're kind of working through that. And we've knocked out quite a bit. But let me check with Joanne and Carol and see if we absolutely need that. Maybe we can reallocate that to what you're talking about. Because I don't think there's anything major left in the park that was on the list.
No, so the only thing if possible, the committee is open to $75,000 from open space to finish the guide rails, because we have to go out to bid for that. I have $75,000 for grants. We know, based on estimates, it's $150,000 in estimates to do it. So I have $75,000 from two grants. I need $75,000 more to complete the project, have the open space, but then that would be it for 26 for parks. And then that's the one, possibly the expansion or the widening of the walking trail, but that's going to be...
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one.
Okay, so Jay and I have been working some numbers here. He said we get $93,000 a year in open space.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if we got the first quarter already included, but let's say we didn't. So we have $93,000. If you add that to 1,394,247, which is the current balance as of 3/6, you're still over by $27,000 if you don't take your $60,000 extra for the belfry and all that stuff. So something's not right with these numbers.
These numbers are definitely... it has to be...
This wasn't a proposal to be approved with hard numbers.
But it's good to have the right numbers.
Well, this is last year's numbers, and now we're making adjustments to it, so we need to...
Right. I don't want to have you say you need $180,000, it turns out later that's $60,000 more, and we don't have it, that you're thinking about using it.
But one of these other numbers can go down by $60,000, right?
Well, you can, but the thing is we need to know pretty much what we're dealing with
right.
the overall number.
I think
number.
This is premature. I think we need to find out how much or an estimate of a forest mulch and how much that would cost to do. How many trails are we talking about? I only saw it in one that I thought really needed it. Is that Anthony Preserve up there? Yeah. So that's the one we would target for. Yes. Okay. So I think we have to table this to another time.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll make that motion that we table resolution number 6920.
Well, you weren't going to adopt it.
We have to.
Well, why is it a resolution then?
Yeah, we're just trying to.
I don't know. I don't know. So I guess
it's a resolution.
Right.
It's in there as a resolution.
It's from last year, though.
It's all right. For reference.
No, this is.
All right.
These are not resolutions.
All right. So then
it's not
just
up here.
So you can see what you spent, how you allocated last year, and you have to do it again this year.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, the only thing that was spent was $150,000 for the park.
Yeah.
There was, as far as I know, I don't think we spent any other
funds. So, maybe, you take some where you didn't spend money, just move it around.
Well, you move it around, but we should be working with, I know we're just talking about this, but we should be having the real numbers before we talk about it.
Yeah.
Before we make decisions on it, I should say. I would table it.
It's tabled.
Okay. I made the motion. Who's second?
No, there's no motion.
Oh, that's right. We're not.
There's no motion.
It's just the
discussion. There's only emotion, no motion.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Thank you for that.
Okay.
The devil's in the details. We're going to put that on your plaque.
It is.
thank you for
that. We're going to do it in Belfry, and we don't have the money for it.
All right.
Just the bats in the Belfry.
All right. So we're past it. Now we're going to talk about the police department addition expansion/renovation. We know there was some talk about doing an addition to the building to get the police department out of the basement. My feeling is we need to really take a hard look at that original proposal. To blow out the back, because Carolyn came up with some... I always ask Carolyn, what do you think? And she came up with some great ideas. One of the main ideas would be to reallocate space in the municipal building as it exists and not have to really add on a million or $2 million addition and reallocate offices and maybe some of down that way to accommodate some of the PD up here. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. I think maybe we should probably put together a subcommittee to study that, because if we're going to go for a grant, which we can, we would need to have architectural drawings and things like that in order to, because there's a certain portion that the township would be responsible for, and they would also want to, like, hey, what do you have in mind when you do submit the grant? They need to know some more detail than what we currently have from that, just basic discussions that we've had.
So within the building would mean that the filing cabinets downstairs would be
so Carolyn,
eliminated, and Carolyn, then that would be digitally stored somehow.
Correct.
At a cost.
Yeah.
Approximately $150,000. Yeah.
So we would get that. We would put that in the grant.
So would you work with an architect and have two designs going, or one design going? One for an expansion out, and one for internal, or?
I'm all about saving as much money as we can, because, you know, I was up at Washington Township today at a meeting on the Board of Public Utilities, and they have a brand new PD building. And then I was talking to Clinton, the town of Clinton. Theirs was $4 million just for the police department building. They got a grant for it, but it was $4 million. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's not going to fly.
I don't. And, you know, if I got a whole grant for $4 million, okay, maybe. But if I have to, if the township has to contribute, that's a lot of money for us.
Too, you know?
Correct.
Whether you get it or not.
Right.
Well, I think you're going to have to start with an architect, right, of some nature, to get some ideas thrown out there. And the idea right now is renovating within, right?
Well, thanks to Carolyn. She was thinking outside the box, and she said, I have an idea. And I said, what is it? She said, why don't we reallocate the space here in the municipal building and make use of it? Because there's, you know, there's an office there that right. is a conference room that we hardly use. There's another one in the back. There's a way we could reconfigure
and
upstairs.
That would be to
you could have
digitalize
the,
all our...
We would still utilize some of the downstairs space, but we'd have the, like, a washroom so that our female police officers can change without being in the same room as the male officers and things like that.
You know, along those lines, is there some report or memo or whatever that details the inadequacies of the current setup?
No, that's why I want to. That's why we haven't done enough of a study. I'll
right,
say.
Before you start trying to have architects design bump outs versus this and that, what are we trying to do? Like, what's the problem with the existing facility? I want to.
Have you ever been downstairs?
No.
I'll get you down there.
Well, whether I have or I haven't, it doesn't really matter. It in the sense that this body, and I guess the public at some point, should understand what are the problems that we're trying to solve, and those should be very clearly articulated. Mm-hmm. Not just, well, it's really not that good. I mean, it has to be more definite than that, right? And I understand, you know, anecdotally you could say, well, you can't have the female officers changing the male officers. And that's true, yeah, but okay, but does that justify bumping out and building a new building? I don't think so, right?
No.
So we need to have a more clear and complete, you know, call it a report, call it a memo, whatever, from somebody who is familiar with all of this. I don't know that it needs to be an architect. I mean, could get an architect, but I don't think you need an architect. You're really aiming it at the functionality of the place, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the chief could come up with that.
Well, we could have a subcommittee from this committee and then work in conjunction with the chief.
Right, that's fine.
Tick off what they think they need and what we're willing to entertain.
Right, that also.
And then get to the architect.
Yeah, I would do that first, and then, you know.
Would you like to be part of a subcommittee?
Not especially, but I will if I need to be. I mean, I have a number of other things that I
got
involved with.
Tom,
so.
Yeah, you're like a good building kind of guy.
I'd join, for sure.
And I just want people to know that the female police officer has she can change in the bathroom. I don't want people to think that she's out there changing with the men.
No,
you know,
she can.
So.
And someday we may have more female police officers than just the one that we have now. So, yeah. Would you? So Tom,
I
you
think
want to
Tom
do that?
And Richard.
Tom and Rich
works for me.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I mean,
could I recommend as well, if it's okay, to add Chief Kranz? And
yeah, we said we're going to have okay. Chief, and then I want to be part of it as well because I'm the police liaison. So
well,
just
no, I'll,
I,
now it's
oh, that's
then
three.
It's a quorum,
sorry. All right,
yeah.
Never mind. I recuse myself. Forgot about
okay.
that.
Can we also add Warren, DPW supervisor?
Sure. I mean, it's up to council committee.
No, Warren, Jason, and Tom, and Rich.
And I'll update everybody, too, because this is something that Lorraine and I spoke
but
about.
But excuse me, one. You should also be part of it because you came up with the idea about reallocating space, so you have an input.
Okay. I'll put myself on as well. So Lorraine and I spoke because if we are to get to the next steps and resource an architect, there is approximately $30,000 to $40,000 from unused capital for building improvements from a couple of years back that we could allocate for an architect. So when it gets to that point, we have to be very conscious of what we have for that portion of the project.
I even asked around today, and they told me they used Arden, who's out of Hackettstown, for the town of Clinton
okay.
Police Department renovation.
If you didn't get a grant for this, would you still do it?
I don't know. We got to have answer, like Rich said, answer some of those questions first and then see what we need to do.
How much does it cost? Yeah. You know, you got to figure it all out.
Because we have a fire truck coming up. I just think about this budget over the next year or two.
That's why when we were originally talking about blowing things out, I was like, wait a minute. So we'll tread lightly on that.
Want to take a motion to form the, what is it? Municipal Building Subcommittee.
Municipal Building
Renovation
Subcommittee. What, is that what you want to call it? We get a motion to approve a Municipal Building Subcommittee consisting of Committeeman Rich Webb, Deputy Mayor Tom McKee, Chief Kranz, and Warren from DPW.
Yeah, as a feasibility study.
Correct.
We'll call it a feasibility study. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Are you going to include the municipal clerk or no?
Yep, Carolyn Budd as municipal clerk as well. I'm sure there'll be other people giving input, like Lorraine, our CFO, can help us as well. I'll second that.
Ms. Fuller?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wood?
Yes. All right. Well testing, environmental and open space. These next three items are going to be addressed by the lovely Miss Sharon Petzinger, if you wouldn't mind getting up to the microphone. So we're going to talk about well testing, trail maintenance, and Highlands Council request.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours at the EOSC, right? Well, good evening. Thank you for having me. Sharon Petzinger, Chair of the Environmental Open Space Commission. The well testing is more of an FYI for everybody. We would like to host the well testing with Raritan Headwaters Association, something we've done every year for as long as I can remember, on Saturday, May 2nd. That's where people can come here and at the municipal building. That's where people can come here and purchase their kits and then drop off their samples Monday, May 4th. So May 2nd, the Saturday, would probably be from about 9 a.m. to noon, and then the Monday, May 4th, the drop-off will be early in the morning between 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. So unless there are any concerns or questions, we're going to start advertising for that soon. Okay. So next on the agenda, the trail maintenance and creation plan. So a few months ago, the township received a compliance, I guess it was a trail, an open space compliance letter from Green Acres that found some things that needed to be corrected. And so a bunch of us from the Environmental Open Space Commission looked at our open space properties and created this, drafted this maintenance and creation, trail maintenance and creation plan to try to maintain our trails better to comply with the Green Acres requirements, but also to create trails where we don't have official trails to allow public access into our properties. And so this is basically what we propose. We're not proposing to do, there's no like real timeline in terms of year one, year two. We do have our priorities in terms of the Glen-Miquin Trail. We already have that trail marked and completed. That just needs the annual maintenance, whereas Anthony Preserve is probably the highest priority for trail creation and then subsequent maintenance. So once we get the trails created, it's annual, probably annual maintenance, maybe a little bit more depending on the location. So we just kind of brainstormed what's there, what's needed. You know, Anthony Preserve, we were talking about maybe a forestry mower. It's an educated estimate for the forestry mower. If we contract it out, I think it's roughly $1,500 an acre. And we estimated doing 10 acres in year one. That, and part of that is because we now have an approved forest stewardship plan for Anthony Preserve. So if we're bringing out a forestry mower to do the trail, we can also use the forestry mower to control the invasive plants. And so that was something we were looking into doing. So I'm happy to answer any questions or discuss this further. Basically, what we'd like to know is this something that you would support us pursuing into the future, working with DPW, working with volunteers, getting materials out to start doing these trail creation and maintenance on our open space over time?
Yeah, I guess except for the parameters of power tools and what level of power tools. But yeah, I'm good with it.
You guys, anybody else on the committee have any comments about that?
No concerns? No, as recently appointed liaison to this committee, I just want to say that this committee does a lot of work, and they put a lot of work into this trail maintenance program, and I think it's very well done. And not just the plan, but as the fact that they then act as a large part of the volunteers that actually do this work is, you know, very commendable. So I think that should be noted.
And I believe I am. There are some things that we would want to either contract out or have DPW do, such as tree felling. We're not going to do that. I mean, I am chainsaw certified, but no, I don't want to do that. So,
well, Sharon, in light of the earlier discussion, so we really need to focus on this a little more specifically so that we can make the numbers a little bit tighter and firmer, and, you know, when we come back to do the other budget, the bigger budget.
Okay. All right, great.
So when you have the DPW listed like you do, what is your intent with the DPW?
Well, so it's an option, right? So we could, it's really up to you as a decision makers. You know, if you decide DPW can do the work and you can pay them through Open Space Trust Fund, we're happy with that on stuff that we can't have volunteers do. But if you'd rather contract it out, if it's cheaper to contract out somebody with a forestry mower to do that 10 acres instead of DPW doing it and hiring and renting the equipment, that's fine too.
Okay.
So it's really the option. Like DPW can do it if you want, or we can contract it out. I don't know what's easier.
Did we ever resolve that issue we had with the Anthony Preserve, the shit that the guy had on the right away? Is that solved?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll sit down with Warren and kind of review that with him and get an idea of which way he think it would work, whether it's in-house or out-of-house. But, I'll talk to him.
We're fine. We just recognize there are things that volunteers can't do.
And that's really like CFO also, because, you know, in-house we have a budget for DPW, then we got to extract what they're doing for open space, so maybe a disconnect would work better. I'm not sure. I'm going to talk to Warren about that.
Thank you.
All right.
Another thing to note is for Anthony Preserve and for the Hendra property, the trail creation and will likely require a surveyor first before we do anything. For Anthony Preserve, there is an easement, a 50-foot easement, but there might be some boundary disputes between that easement and the neighbor. So that was on the list of a possible encroachment that we needed to investigate. And so we probably need a surveyor for that. And then the Hendra Trail has not been marked or maintained as far as I've been on the Environmental Commission, which has been 10 years now. So we don't know exactly where that, I think it's a 15-foot public trail, and we don't know where that is in relation to the rock wall. So we might need a surveyor to go out and mark that before we can create that trail as well. So just some other things to note, that there are things we do need to contract out, and I don't know how to budget for that, if that comes out of Open Space Trust Fund or some other other thing.
I'm good.
Is that it, Chair?
There is one more thing. I just want to make sure you're all good on the open the trail creation. Okay.
Yeah.
The last item I requested be on there is the Highlands Council staff requested that we revise the Forest Stewardship Master Plan. It's a little bit confusing, so I forwarded on a letter that they sent. So our plan is, you know, technically compliant. They approve the invoice and all that stuff, because we followed everything in the scope of work that was approved. But they want us to do more. I guess since they have a new director, things have changed. They want us to include a section in the master plan discussing how these forestry practices align with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. And so they are offering, you know, they're asking for an estimate and offering to give us a grant to do that. And so the Environmental Committee, Environmental Open Space Committee, discussed this, and we'd like to know your thoughts on that. We did agree to move forward with doing this, if you agree. There are a few ways we could approach this. We would probably prefer that we do this in-house as volunteers and just kind of write a section of that plan, provided we don't have to go through the whole approval process again, because that's going to take a lot of time and a lot of work to do that. Other options would be to actually write the scope of work, get the approved amount from the grant from the Highlands Commission, and then hire a forester to write that. I think that'll take a lot of time and work as well. Another thing I was thinking of is if we're able to take some Open Space Trust Fund money or a grant from the Highlands to like pay a number of foresters a stipend to just come and meet with us and brainstorm how to respond to that is another option. So we're open to that, but we have, I think, enough expertise on the Environmental Open Space Commission that we could draft this ourselves without requesting money. So I just wanted to see what you guys thought. We're not required to do this. I mean, we have the plan. They approved the plan. It's technically complete. They just want us to add a section. If we don't do it, I guess the downside would be, you know, we're the first municipality to have done a plan like this, and so if it's not according to their specs, they might not advertise it as much, as this is the model we want other townships to follow. And then just keeping good relationships with the Highland staff would be a reason to do it as well.
Maybe you could throw in the surveyor fee for the Hendra property if you get the grant.
It'll be a plan conformance grant, so I don't think that'll work.
We need a surveyor.
Yeah. So I'm interested in what you guys have to say, and we'll go from there.
And Rich, you were going to interface with the Ben Spinelli's staff. They had sent us a note about that.
I've had some interface with them, but not about this issue. I was at the EOSC meeting where this specific subject was the subject of a much longer conversation. And although I'm not a member of that committee, based on what I heard and understood from that evening, I would agree with Sharon's recommendation as to how to handle it. I think that someone in-house writing an appropriate addendum, if you will, to the plan would be sufficient. And that's what I would concur with her recommendation.
Okay. So did you say no other towns have done this? You were kind of like the trailblazer with this one?
For the Forest Master Plan, yes.
Okay. So I'd say if you could find a template, at least you would know what they were looking for.
We are the template. I think that's why they want us to do more.
Yeah, if you want to do it, I would say go ahead and do it. If you want to.
You have nothing else better to do, do you? You do so much. We really thank you for everything you do. It's really, I want to tell you that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You do a great job with all that.
Thank you. I have already selected a subcommittee to move forward with your blessing. So I can't guarantee we'll get it done, you know, by next month. We definitely will not. And it may take a while, but, yeah, we'd be willing to draft something and then bring it to you for review before making an official addendum or however we want to do it in the Forest Master Plan.
Fantastic. Somebody draft. We'll get to that in another meeting. But thank you. Thank you for all that. Appreciate it.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I think that's it. You covered everything. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to do the presentation of vouchers, number 57-2026. The resolution authorizing payment of bills, claims, and statements of the Township of Lebanon in the total amount of $4,500,969.71. Can I? I'm just looking at this. I wasn't looking at that.
Okay. Bill was total 4 million. This says 497.
This is the 4 million. I don't know.
Yes, Carol. At the top it says total amount of $497,257, but at the bottom it says 4,500,000. I'm starting to question myself.
No.
Like, am I missing?
I'll change the number. It's the $4 million.
Yeah, that's what, because I read through everything. Everything looked good to me.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, so.
So it's not the 44,500,000?
It's okay. Not this, okay. Which is at the top. So we'll have to say, I'll make a motion to, if anybody doesn't have any discussion on the bill list, I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 57-2026 as amended to show the title. Resolution authorizing payment, bills, claims, statements of the Township of Lebanon in total amount of, it's going to now be $4,500,969.71 instead of $497,257.05.
We have a motion?
I just made the motion.
She made the motion. We need a second.
I'll second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Logan?
Yes. Okay, we have the department head report. I'm not going to read through all of that. I would like to get a motion to open the public comment, limit it to 4 minutes per speaker. And this can be.
What? I'll make that motion.
Oh, all right. Can I get a second?
Second.
Ms. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Logan?
Yes.
Andrew Hanley, speaking as a township resident, not a member of the Northumberland Borough's Board of Education, although I will be touching on a school topic. During the February 26th budget meeting, Mayor Rojek encouraged people to attend the school board budget meetings. I also encourage you to do that. There is a lot of money involved. We do value the public's input. Meetings will be March 17th and March 24th. So I do encourage that as well. I do want to correct something, though, that was said during that meeting. Mayor Wojcik said, from what I hear, there are 11 vice principals at Borough High School. Then there was some mumbling going on, and then 28 at North. Those numbers are not accurate. There are 6 district-wide administrators. There are 5 administrators at Voorhees and 6 administrators at North Underton. So 11 and 28, I don't know where those numbers came from.
Are those vice principals? Are they called vice principals?
Yes.
There are six.
There are 6 administrators for district wide: superintendent, assistant superintendent, things like that. Directors for special programs. Voorhees has a principal, 3 vice principals, and an athletic director / vice principal. So that's 5 there, and then North has 6: principal, 4 vice principals, 1 athletic director.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. again, I'm not saying that to just to, you know.
Facts are facts.
Right, exactly. I just want to get the words out there. Again, not speaking as a board member, just as public, this is all public knowledge. It's all out there and available to everyone. Based on our school district, we're a bit of an anomaly in that we have two separate high schools, so we do have some redundancies in that regard. So our administrative costs might be a little bit higher than other comparable districts in pupil size, just because we have two different buildings. That said, our costs per student is actually below mean and median, so we're doing pretty well in that regard. Mayor also did note during that meeting, and I do stand by this as well, the state does put a lot of requirements on the schools, and those requirements do take staff to do, right? So there are costs that have to be bore by the department or by the district. So just keep that in mind as well. So again, meetings are next Tuesday and the following Tuesday for budget.
Requirements that are unfunded, right?
Some are, some aren't, yeah. Yep. Sorry. Off of the school topic, I just wanted to say thank you for revisiting the expansion or possible expansion of the municipal building here. There, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but when this was first talked about publicly in a meeting, it happened to coincide with the same meeting where Carolyn introduced the Trex plastic recycling thing. And during that meeting, she specifically said, we could use one of the empty offices to collect this bags. If we have office space that's empty, we should be using
there, yes.
It. Right? So that seemed pretty obvious from day one. I'm glad you guys revisited that. Thank you.
Thank you. That's thanks to our clerk for thinking out of the box. Okay. Anybody else? Are you taking over for Chip tonight?
No. We wanted to do that. Thank you.
Steve Leffley, Red Mill Road. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody who worked on this document. I mean, I just saw it this evening and flipped through it briefly. That is a lot of work. You ever put that together, you know.
What document is that one? Which one
is
it?
It's the ordinance 03026.
Oh, for the affordable housing?
Yeah, the affordable housing. That's a not a lot of fun. So
a mouthful.
Everybody who worked on that, thank you. The second thing is actually a bit more historical. There was a discussion earlier this evening about lighting changes. Strange enough, part of my very long ago undergraduate degree was in human factors engineering. One of the things that most people don't understand is bright does not equal visibility. You know, the problem we get into with bright lights, especially bright light point sources, is actually it reduces visibility because the glare reduces the people's ability to see into the darker shadows. So when we talk about lighting, you know, the obvious common sense approach is often counterproductive. It just creates areas of glare and areas of darkness. So there's a lot of science behind that, and I think we should make sure we apply the science to how we do things, because you can end up with very, very bright light sources, which actually makes a bigger problem than the one you're trying to solve. Also, on a personal light, you know, I like our rural nature here in Hunterdon County and Lebanon Township, and I really, really wish we spent more thought before we ruin our night sky. You know, there's too many bright light sources that we have. I know the almost impossibility of implementing a regulation about controlling people's lights. But, you know, it's sort of sad when you see the place lit up. And it's also a very good environmental reason not to do it as well, which is it actually screws up migration of birds and other animals. You know, our bird population, unfortunately, has a lot of problems which we're not helping. You know, it's actually declining quite badly. If you look at the numbers, it's really quite sad. And lots of bright lights don't help. So if we could somehow, you know, sort of take that into consideration without getting incredibly bureaucratic about it, which is just, you know, a rabbit hole we don't want to go down. But, you know, just thinking, you know, keeping the lighting so it's more diffuse, not so bright and intense. Anyway, thank you for the work you did. I think you know, a lot of people don't realize how much work some of this stuff takes. And I, you know, it's good to see how much work people actually put in. And it's like, oh, that's what they've been doing. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, Sharon. The ornithologist.
I was going to say, Stephen brought up birds, so now I have to speak. So I'm speaking as a resident who knows a lot about birds. And so Stephen is right. You know, the bright lights, especially if they're allowed to shine up, if they don't have the downward-facing lights, can definitely mess with bird migration. They either get it confused with the stars, or they get stars above and stars below. Or if they're if it's really bright, they kind of get caught in that light, and then they won't go into the darkness, and they'll just fly in circles until they collapse. So we do want to be aware of that. So if we are assessing our lights, I'm not saying you should, but if you wanted to do that, having the warmer colored lights, the redder lights, are better than the blue lights, because the blue lights mimic the starlight more. Having downward facing, you know, shields on top so they face down will help, and also kind of detract from the light pollution so we can see our stars. And motion sensors, blinking lights, I mean, for lighting up the night, you know, at a park, you don't want that. But these are just things to consider, and I'm happy to consult on that if anyone would like.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm not a fan of the bright lights either. My neighbor across the street looks like Stalag 17 at night. But
you know, it's funny, when I was in Florida, they changed the lighting on this restaurant tiki bar by the beach, and I said, that's horrible. It was like red. I said, who wants to go stand? And it was for the turtles on the beach. They had a problem. So you have to take everything into consideration.
I've seen the birds in Atlantic City above the casino just flying in circles because they have the lights that shine up in the air, and they're just flying around and flying around. I'm a boater, so I see those things a lot. But anyway, anybody else wish to opine? Okay, can I get a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Ms. Fuller?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Wojcik?
Yes. All right, we're going to go into executive session. Can I get a motion to approve executive session number 58-2026?
I'll make the motion to adopt resolution 58-2026 to go into executive session, and the topics are a collective bargaining agreement, pending or anticipated litigation, subject is NAR, matters falling within attorney-client privilege, and matters involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions. Need a second.
Second.
Ms. Kohler?
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr.
Wojcik? Yes. And thank you, everybody, for coming. Remember, when we introduced the budget tonight, the next meeting we're going to adopt it, and we're going to have a PowerPoint presentation for everybody like we did last year. Lorraine will do that to make sure everybody's up to speed on what we're doing, how we're doing it. So thank you all for coming.
Thank you.